everyone, this is Kim Loftus with MysticAccess.com. I'm so excited to welcome you to this audio tutorial on the Apple TV 4th generation. This tutorial is going to provide you with a lot of hopefully helpful and fun information about this cool, versatile little device, and I'm very excited to be sharing it with you. I've divided the material in this tutorial into three basic parts. The first part is all about what is the Apple TV, orientation, getting you set up, and helping you find and install updates for your Apple TV. The second part deals with functions that are currently on the Apple TV. So when you actually get it out of the box and set up and working, these are the things that you are already going to find on your Apple TV. So we're going to talk about things like TV, movies. We're going to go through all the settings on the Apple TV so that you can customize it to your heart's content. We'll talk a little bit about photos, music, using Siri, customizing your screen, browsing the App Store, and more. In the third part, we're going to talk about really getting into customizations by discussing some apps that are very accessible and that may be fun additions for you to add to your personal Apple TV. These are apps that I have tried and tested and generally apps that I really like to use from both an accessibility and just from a fun standpoint. They're apps I really personally like, and hopefully I can share something here with you that you find interesting that you may wish to add to your Apple TV entertainment as well. There is a lot of material in this tutorial. Please feel free to take it at your own pace. Don't worry about learning everything on your first listen through of the tutorial, and just enjoy it. Just see what you can learn, see what you discover. If you are new to the Apple TV, you may be able to find out whether or not it's right for you. And if you already own one and you really want to learn to use it, I really hope this will be a great jumping off point for you as you get started with your device. So with that being said, let's get started.